Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Shifting gears here to the Kimberly Potter trial in Hennepin County District Court. The former Brooklyn Center officer who shot and killed Dante Wright, opening arguments yesterday in some new video. Jack Rice, defense attorney, joins us to analyze this. Jack, what stood out to me from what I watched of the opening statements was the defense taking the gamble or the risk of almost victim blaming, saying, you know what, Dante Wright, if he stops, he's not dead today. Did that stand out to you?
Yeah, you know, Adam, it did stand out to me. And when I watched that, I thought to myself, it's a gamble, yes, but I think in the end of the day, you have to do it. If you don't do this, what you're going to do is you'll end up playing sort of the prosecutor's game. And if you do that, you are absolutely, no question about it, going to lose. I think one interesting piece for me that I thought was interesting was that what the prosecutor did is they tried to describe this whole stop, the whole process, as a Christmas tree hanging from a rearview mirror and expired tabs. And that's all they said. They didn't go any further. Whereas what the defense did is they came out swinging, saying, hold on a second, it's not just a Christmas tree and expired tabs. We come to find out that he has an expired license. We come to find out that he has no insurance. We come to find out he has a warrant, not just a warrant for a gun charge. What else? He also has a no-contact order. There's a woman in the car. Is that woman the person of the no-contact order? The list goes on and on and on. But maybe the biggest part to me was it was only then that I realized that Sergeant Johnson, her boss, is actually in the back seat of the car as the car is pulling away. And that's going to be, I think, critical to this case, because the argument you're going to make is that if you would let the car pull away, the problem is you potentially drag this officer. How serious does that become? A huge part of this case, I think.
Also a huge part is the video evidence. We talked about this over and over again, but we saw some video evidence that we didn't see yesterday, including the immediate reaction of Kimberly Potter after that car speeds away. She clearly is distraught over what she has done. Tell me about the impact that has.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. We had not seen that at all, had we? Where all of a sudden you hear, you can see the anguish, the brutality, even in her voice, the pain as she drops to the curb and lays back in the grass. I think you can't help but feel to some degree for her, to realize this massive mistake that she made. The question will be is, does the jury look at this and say, it doesn't matter? Or do they look at this and say, because of what she was trying to do, because of what happened, this is going to be not a justification, but enough for them to say, we can't convict somebody who made this kind of a mistake.
Conversely, the first witness for the prosecution is Dante Wright's mother. She takes the stand, very emotional, as expected. Also, the video of her arriving to the scene and the unimaginable horror that she had to witness there. How impactful is that? The emotional testimony of a witness, I guess, as opposed to like scientific testimony, you know, what's the difference there, and how impactful is emotional testimony?
It's massive, Adam, because what you do in a case like this is if you don't have anybody who brings that, then it becomes science. Then it becomes mathematics. And we're not talking about mathematics. We're talking about a human being. And only somebody who can bring that feeling to say, you need to fight for me. You need to understand what our losses are, how we feel about this. Only, frankly, a mother can do that.
Jack, thank you for your time as always. We appreciate the insight. I'm sure we'll be talking about it again some more.
Thanks a lot, Adam. Great time.
Jack Rice joining us, local defense attorney, commenting on the Kimberly Potter trial. He's not involved in the case, but certainly provides a unique experience inside the courtroom that he's had before, and we'll be following that court case again today as it resumes in Hennepin County. 727, News Talk 830, WCCO, big news of the day here on the morning news. We are your early Christmas present station, that being Foo Fighters tickets. We've given away now a second pair of tickets to see the Foo Fighters next August, and they went to Andrea Turnquist from Excelsior. Congratulations, she won. Two more chances to win, though, a pair of tickets to the Foo Fighters later today on the morning news on WCCO. 728 now.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.